sound of Iran's hunger for democracy or some change in its government on the streets of Tehran 4 years ago this week. That was during Iran's volatile 2009 elections. This year, as elections approach, the mood on the streets and in the campaign is very different, or at least seems to be. Reese Ehrlich is a correspondent for the Global Post in Tehran. What accounts for the quiet on the streets in Tehran these days, Reese?
Well, the Green Movement of 2009 was brutally crushed over a period of months right after that election. But for the first time, the sentiment that gave rise to that movement has seen itself expressed politically as the reformists and moderates have united behind one candidate, Hassan Rouhani. And the excitement is quite noticeable in the streets of Tehran.
And excitement in the sense that this may be an orderly change to a very different Iran, maybe reminding us of presidents in the past who promised real reform but were squelched?
I don't think we're going to see serious change because all of the candidates, including the moderate, are well within the system here. But the reason that the reformers and the Green Movement people are rallying behind him is not unsimilar to why people rallied behind Obama. They were fed up with the previous administration. Ahmadinejad is quite unpopular here. People want change, and they're hoping that Rouhani will provide that. There's still very strong competition from a conservative candidate, and it's by no means clear who's going to win.
Ayatollah Khamenei has been described by Iranian expatriate commentators on this election as the longest-serving dictator in the Middle East. Do Iranians on the street have a sense of Khamenei as leader of the clergy in Iran as a dictator and that all of this election business is just something of a show?
I've never heard him referred to as a dictator, to tell you the truth, but he certainly exercises the unquestioned power. People often talk of him on the streets, of his supporters talk of him as a man who provides wisdom and guidance without actually having to get his hands dirty doing the day-to-day work. But there certainly are people here who consider him a dictator. The reason they don't say it is because it's very dangerous. A number of people that I would have talked to in the past were not interested in commenting because of out of fear of that kind. But what's happening is that within the confines of a very restrictive system, people are taking heart with these elections and are hoping that the movement that is pushing the moderate candidate will help open up some space for a bit more freedom.
Are there real issues in the sense that people talk about the expenditures on nuclear expansion at a time when the economy is in trouble in Iran? Or why are we spending so much money on Hezbollah fighting, the opposition in Syria, those kinds of things?
Well, there certainly are political issues in the campaign, and they have absolutely nothing to do with the issues that the U.S. is concerned about. The whole nuclear power program, support for Hezbollah and other similar groups, isn't even on the agenda. And frankly, most Iranians don't consider those to be important issues. The number one issue is the economy, and the U.S. sanctions and mismanagement by the government have led to 30-plus percent inflation and 20% unemployment. And those are the issues when I've been out on the streets talking to people. Those are the issues that come up. And what are the candidates going to do about it?
Do voters on the streets suggest that a closer relationship with the United States might get rid of the sanctions part of that problem?
Yeah, everybody wants closer relations with the U.S., and I think genuinely so. All the polls show that of all the countries in the Middle East, the Iranian people are the most friendly and look the most favorably upon people in the United States. But there's probably an unrealistic hope that if the new Iranian president negotiates harder, he'll be able to get the sanctions lifted. And when I ask them, but what if the U.S. doesn't change its policies, there's kind of a blank stare. Well, we have to argue harder. So everyone would like to have better relations with the U.S., but it's not at all clear on what terms.
Reese Ehrlich is a correspondent for the Global Post watching the election campaign in Tehran. Reese, thanks so much.
Thank you.